咱们今天这个播客要讲的是追觅科技在主业增长乏力的情况下进行了非常多的跨界扩张。
Today's blog post is about the cross-border expansion that Chime Technology has undertaken despite its lack of growth in its core business.
对。
Okay.
但是呢，在现在这种资本环境收紧。
However, in the current capital environment.
然后市场竞争又非常激烈的情况下呢。
Then, in the face of very intense market competition.
他现在面临着一些比较严重的资金压力和管理上的挑战。
He is currently facing some serious financial pressures and management challenges.
是啊。
Yes.
这个话题确实很值得关注。
This topic is indeed worth paying attention to.
那我们就开始今天的讨论吧。
Then let's start today's discussion.
咱们先来分析一下。
Let's analyze this first.
追觅和余浩现在面临的最核心的挑战。
The most core challenges that Chase and Yuhao are currently facing.
第一个呢，就是这个时代错位的难题。
The first one is the sense of displacement in this era.
那在现在这种地方财政收紧的大环境下，追觅的这种依靠地方国资的扩张模式，到底碰上了哪些具体的麻烦？
What specific problems have local state-owned enterprises encountered in this environment of tight local finances when pursuing expansion through close cooperation?
其实呢，追觅科技在2020年到2022年地方国资疯狂投资的这个时候呢。
Actually, in 2020 to 2022, when local state-owned enterprises invested heavily in private companies,
他基本上没有怎么参与。
He basically didn't participate at all.
他还是在做他的扫地机。
He is still using his vacuum cleaner.
然后等到2024年以后呢。
Then, after 2024,
他突然开始加速扩张，布局了很多新的业务。
He suddenly started to accelerate and expand it into many new businesses.
比如说造车、手机。
For example, call-mounted mobile phones.
还有火箭。
There are also rockets.
这个时候他就需要大量的资金。
At this time, he needed a lot of money.
可能是千亿级的这样的资金。
This could be a multi-billion dollar fund.
但是这个时候呢
But at this time,
地方的引导基金已经开始收紧了。
Local venture capital funds have already begun to tighten.
也就是说他扩张最猛的时候
That is, during the period when he was most aggressive in expansion.
恰恰赶上了国资出手。
Just caught up with the state-owned enterprises' move.
最谨慎的时候。
The most cautious approach is always the right one.
没错。
Right.
那这个时候呢
At this time,
地方的基金他就会非常看重税收的落地。
The local funds, he would pay close attention to the tax revenue.
他不再愿意去听你讲一个很宏大的生态的故事。对。
Okay.
所以导致追觅后续的融资就频频卡壳。
Therefore, the subsequent financing for the project has been repeatedly stalled.
这个靠资本快速放大的这个路子。
This approach of rapid expansion through capital.
一下子就走不通了。
It's completely blocked.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那追觅在主业和跨界这两个战场上到底面临着什么样的现金流的难题？
What are the cash flow challenges that the company faces in both its core business and its cross-border business?
星杰电器其实现在是追觅。
Starjet Appliances is currently in a state of intense competition.
唯一能够带来稳定现金流的业务。
The only business that can bring stable cash flow.
但是这个行业跟房地产是高度绑定的，那现在房地产不行了。所以整个行业的需求也在萎缩。
Therefore, the demand in the entire industry is also shrinking.
然后再加上像科沃斯和石头科技。
Then add companies like Catchu and Stone Technology.
他们都在打价格战。
They are all engaged in a price war.
所以追觅的这个利润也被压得越来越薄。
Therefore, the profit margin for the undercover operation is also becoming increasingly thin.
他的这个主营业务的造血能力也是一年不如一年。
His main businesses and hematopoietic ability is also declining year by year.
看来是主业的增长。
It seems that it is the growth of the main business.
遇到了天花板。
Encountered the ceiling.
那他跨界的这些新业务表现又怎么样呢？
How are the new businesses doing?
他投的这些新业务。
These new business proposals.
比如说造车，人形机器人。
For example, humanoid robots,
手机
mobile phone,
还有这个低空产业，都是一些烧钱很厉害。
Also, a low-cost industry is dominated by companies with significant financial resources.
然后回报期又很长的这样的项目。
Then, when returning to the main business, there were such long-term projects. Well,
像他的这个造车，可能一年就要投进去几十亿。
With this car manufacturing project, he may have to invest tens of billions of yuan per year.
那这些新业务全部都是亏损的。
This is like the whole industry is losing money.
靠他扫地机赚的钱是根本填不平这些窟窿的。
The money earned from his sweeper is not enough to fill these holes.
然后再加上现在外部融资也很难。
Then, in addition, it is also very difficult to obtain external financing now.
所以他的资金压力是越来越大。
Therefore, his financial pressure is increasing.
明白了。
Understood.
那追觅最近在资金的分配上面有没有什么新的动向？
Has there been any new developments recently regarding the allocation of funds?Yes.
啊，他最近下了一个很明确的断奶令。
He has recently been a clear indication of a breakup.
就是他不允许他的成熟业务再去补贴这些新兴的亏损的事业部。
He doesn't allow his mature business to subsidize these emerging loss-making departments.
那这些新的业务必须要自己去融资。
These new businesses absolutely need to self-finance.
自己去对自己的盈亏负责。
Take responsibility for your own gains and losses.
这一下就把很多原来被掩盖的问题都揭开了呀。
This immediately exposed many previously hidden problems.
对呀。
Right?
这样的话
So,
内部的这个资金的矛盾就会一下子爆发出来。
The internal contradiction of this fund will suddenly erupt.
然后再加上他主业的赚钱能力变差。
Then, combined with the decline in his main business's earning ability,
新业务又持续地烧钱。
New business continues to burn money.
然后融资环境又这么紧张。
And a financing environment is so tight.
所以他的这个资金的压力就几乎没有缓解的余地。
Therefore, his financial pressure has almost no room for relief.
好。
Okay.
那咱们顺着这个思路就来谈谈追觅。
So, let's talk about following the thread from this perspective.
你在管理和资本结构上面的一些比较深层的隐患了。
It has revealed some deeper hidden problems in management and capital structure.
首先第一个就是余浩这种高度集权的管理方式。
First, there's the highly centralized management style, such as that employed by Yu Hao.
给公司带来了哪些组织上的
What organizational benefits have been brought to the company?
或者说治理上的麻烦
Or, to put it another way, the difficulties in governance. Well,
就是追觅
Chase the prey.
现在已经有20,000多名员工了
There are already more than 20,000 employees now.
然后他有几百个 BU。
Then he hit hundreds of must-have items.
而且还在不断的膨胀。
And it is constantly expanding.
那这种情况下呢?
In this case,
余浩依然是一个人说了算。
You have still has the power to make decisions alone.
公司的战略完全是他一个人的意志在主导。
The company's strategy is entirely driven by the will of one person.
所以就会导致组织很混乱。而且他这种个人的独断也会带来很多的管理上的漏洞。
Moreover, his personal autocracy will also bring many management loopholes.
比如说他们最近就爆出来采购部门有舞弊。
For example, they recently exposed that the procurement department was involved in fraud.
有贪腐的问题。
There is a problem of corruption.
这种情况下。
In this case,
那外部的投资者是不是也开始有一些担忧了？
Are the external investors starting to have some concerns?
是啊。
Yes.
因为他们公司全员都在搞这种自媒体的浮夸营销。
Exaggerated marketing.
然后口碑也受到了影响。
And the reputation was also affected.
资本市场也开始对他有一些质疑。
The capital market also began to question him.
从最初捧他为天才创业者
From initially praising him as a genius entrepreneur,
到现在给他贴上一个 PPP 狂人的标签。那一级市场的美元基金和民营资本基本上都已经止步了。现在他就只剩下地方国资还在撑着。
Now, only local state-owned enterprises are still supporting it.
那追觅的资本结构里面有哪些比较危险的这种隐患可能会影响他上市？或者说影响他这个整个公司的稳定。
他有大量的业务其实是装在体外基金和关联公司里面的。然后他的主体公司追觅科技想要单独上市其实一直都没有什么进展。
Actually, there has been no progress.
而且他还曾经想借助加美包装来做一个资本壳。那这种操作其实就让他的这个结构非常的复杂。
听起来好像是资本运作套资本运作一环扣一环。那一旦有一个环节出问题的话，是不是就容易连锁反应？
没错。
Right.
而且地方国资现在也开始要求 DPI 退出。那这个时候一旦他们要追责的话，是很容易牵连到主体公司的。
对。
那他的这个故事吹得越大，他最后兑现的压力就会越大。而且他的这个预期差暴雷的风险也在不断的累积。
确实。那我们来展望一下追觅科技未来可能会有什么样的结局。你觉得他们最有可能会走上一条什么样的路线？然后这个路线会给公司带来什么样的变化？
Then what changes will this route bring to the company?
会给余浩带来什么样的变化？
What changes will it bring to Hal?
最有可能的是他会主动的收缩战线，就是他会砍掉一些没有什么实际竞争力的业务，比如说造车。
For example, car manufacturing.
车，火箭。
Pockets,
甚至奶茶这些乱七八糟的东西他都会砍掉。然后他会把自己的资源集中在机器人和高端家电这两个方向。把他的事业部从现在的250个压到30个以内。而且他也会减少对这种地方大额基金的依赖。会用比较少量的国资来做一些产业配套。
这么说的话
That said,
他是打算把重心重新拉回到他的老本行。然后更谨慎的去做一些扩张。
他会依托于他海外的这个高毛利的清洁业务来稳住他的基本盘，然后把那些体外的项目都分拆出去，让他们自己养活自己。
Let them support themselves.
不再让主业给他们输血。余浩也会从这种所谓的万亿生态狂人回归到一个比较务实的企业家的角色。然后追觅
Then chase after him.
也会谋求一个比较稳健的上市的路径。最后他可能会成为一个市值在400亿到800亿之间的一个全球化的高端硬件公司。就是他不再去追求这种很张扬的扩张，而是追求一种更持久更稳定的发展。
好的，那如果追觅选择了这种中度暴雷的路线，那公司会有哪些具体的变化？然后余浩会有哪些具体的变化？
如果是这种情况的话，
If that's the case,
就是地方国资的这个基金只愿意付第一期的钱，后面的钱就断了，那他的这个造车项目就会烂尾，然后他的这个手机贴牌业务也会因为口碑太差而彻底失败，公司就会陷入现金流的危机。
The company will fall into a cash flow crisis.
然后就不得不出让很大一部分的股权给苏州或者绍兴的国资。
这么一来的话，余浩还能像以前一样牢牢地掌控公司吗？
不会了。 到时候就是公司会被拆分，清洁电器这一块会单独上市，然后余浩还可以控制这一块。但是像造车、机器人这些新业务就会归到国资的平台下面。余浩虽然还挂着创始人的名，但是他在战略和花钱这上面就没有什么话语权了，他就变成一个职业经理人了。而且公司也会进行大裁员，裁掉很多部门，然后公司也会从一个很火的科技企业变成一个普通的制造业公司。
原来是这样啊。那如果说追觅科技选择了这种全线激进扩张的话，那他会遇到什么样的风险？
余浩他如果继续坚持不收缩，
If he continues to refuse to withdraw,
然后还是要讲这种万亿级的生态故事，
And we still need to talk about these massive ecological events,
然后靠借钱和抽主业的血来维持这个新业务的话，那一旦地方国资不再给他输血，他很快就会资金链断裂，因为他的造车每天都在烧钱。
Because his car manufacturing is every day in the company.
根本停不下来。
这么说的话，他这种高风险的赌博会把他这个主业也会拖下水吗？
因为内部贪腐严重，然后外部的舆论又在不断的发酵，经销商也不再信任他们了，那扫地机的市场份额也会被竞品抢走，而且他体外的几百家空壳公司也会爆出来各种债务和法律纠纷，最后就只能是核心业务被卖，新业务全部都清盘。
Ultimately, it can only be that the core business is sold and all the new businesses are cleared.
然后他本人也会彻底的退出舞台。
说到这儿，余浩带领追觅在资本周期的不同阶段所做的战略选择，最终导致了什么样的局面？
余浩其实最错的一步就是他在资本很宽松的时候，他太保守了。然后等到这个寒冬来了，他反而在大举的扩张，所以他就导致了他现在有七成的可能就是会收敛他的野心，然后专心的去做全球清洁电器的老大。
Then focus on becoming the global leader in clean energy appliances.
这其实是他最好的一个结局了。然后有两成的可能是他会被国资收编，然后他失去控制权，但是公司还可以勉强的活下去。还有不到一成的可能就是他会因为坚持去赌造车，然后导致彻底的失败，最后什么都没有剩下。
哎，那今天咱们就把追觅科技从高光到现在面临多重危机的这个全过程，咱们就都捋了一遍。
Let's review it together.
然后也把它的这个多元化扩张背后的一些风险和挑战，也都剖析了一下。
好了，那这期内容咱们就到这里了，然后感谢大家的收听。咱们下期再见吧，拜拜，拜拜。